This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, why ever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the podcast over there is Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before I mention Senator Ted Cruz, I want to mention Representative Cleaver, who ended the opening prayer for the new Congress. Did you hear what he said?
I did not.
Okay, hold on to something. He said, amen, and a woman.
Oh. This is how bizarre. This is how unattached to reality the people on the left are who have ascended to power.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond the pale. That's beyond the pale. And I don't know who he was trying to appease with that. I don't know any rational, thinking, intelligent human being who would even think that was clever.
Had to come from Nancy.
Well, that woman shot out of the box. Mm-hmm. She should be put in one of those weird jackets, caught with a net, and put in an institution if that's what she believes is the mainstream in the United States today.
Yep, you got it. And I just thought I'd throw that out there, a little banter to begin with here.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Now, Senator Ted Cruz is leading a group of 13 senators now in a GOP effort to challenge the Electoral College vote with an Electoral Commission to investigate for 10 days the disputed 2020 presidential race. Now, don't know if it's going to fly or not, but it's certainly going to be proposed, and they're going to have to vote on it.
Well, and it would be a decent proposal if we had time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a problem with elections in these several states specifically, and that it's the same problem that happened in five states with five Democrat executive branches tells me volumes. Now, the question, you know, the concern here with a commission that's going to go all the way down to the wire is, once, let's say the commission says, yeah, there was massive fraud. If people in a joint session of Congress don't vote to toss it over to the U.S. House of Representatives for a delegation vote, mm-hmm. then those 10 days in that investigation was just placating people until the final demise.
Yep.
You know, our elected officials have to man and woman up on this. The Constitution has a caveat written in, mandated constitutionally for, if there is a problem with the Electoral College slates that are delivered to the joint session of Congress, they have an obligation to kick it over to the House for a delegation vote. It's not a suggestion. It's an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and right now, I'm listening to these people like Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. Say, you know, this handful of people doesn't have the right to decide an election for the American people. They just don't. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they are should have them all impeached.
Well, this is what Romney said. I'm just going to mention the first sentence. This says it all to me. The egregious ploy to reject electors may enhance the political ambition of some, but dangerously threatens our democratic republic. I got a real problem with the last two words there, democratic republic.
So do I. We are in a constitutional republic that has a representative government that uses a democratic voting election system. We are a constitutional republic, period, dot. If Romney doesn't know that, then he shouldn't be serving.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he calls this an egregious ploy, you know, this elections, when it comes down to election fraud, ballot tampering, vote fraud, and irregularities, it's not innocent until proven guilty. That's for a criminal court system.
Mm-hmm.
Here, if there's any doubt at all, it needs to be kicked to the safeguard that is the second tier here that goes to the U.S. House of Representatives for a delegation vote.
Yep.
They seem to think this is a criminal proceeding. It's not.
Right. Well, that's because a lot of them are criminal lawyers, DAs. All right, we got a caller here. Okay, Mary, what you want to ask?
Good morning. Listen, on your station break, they reported two generals from two different parties wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post, of course, bad newspaper, this weekend, saying that the time to question the election is over and that any kind of effort to use the military to get Trump out of office or to not get him office is going to be a constitutional crisis.
Well, that's all true, and that's been going on for months. I know who you're talking about, the two generals that wrote that. They're retired. They're not active.
Yes, and then SolarWinds, FireEye, who reported the SolarWinds.
Right. Okay, we got to go. Here comes the break. Okay, well, yeah, and Frank, hold on, and yeah, we'll mention that as we go into the next segment here. Frank and I will talk about that a little bit. But, you know, the military's not getting involved in this. Of course they're not. Good Lord. And the people that keep saying that need to have their head examined. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan spelled M-A-U-S. And right now, the all-new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and boy, they've made some incredible upgrades to the fantastic SUV that the Rogue is. The Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Remember, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchase, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. And there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for. The other dealerships don't. Of course, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal, too. And remember, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura dealership side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more money on that brand-new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Okay, Frank Silvato is back with us from the Underground USA podcast. And, Frank, it's always a pleasure to have you on Mondays and Fridays. And people realize that we've been around the block a time or two together. And some of the things we talk about, people forget about, back in the day. If I had to listen to some of the stuff I'm hearing right now, I would think I was in North Korea, like this one. New York Democrats, or a New York Dem and a couple of his buddies, are proposing a controversial public health bill where they would actually put sick people in detention centers because they had come down with COVID.
Yeah, and add on top of that that the New York State Legislature is thinking about giving Governor Cuomo the ability to detain or imprison people that he suspects as COVID.
Correct.
I mean, that is beyond 1984.
Communism extraordinaire. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'll even go beyond it. It's totalitarianism.
Yep, that's true.
It is, you know, he's not a king. He's supposed to serve the people. This guy's been getting away with unconstitutional behavior ever since this began, as have Gavin Newsom and Pritzker in Illinois and a couple others. This has got to end. And if people don't think that this mask mandate lockdown thing, it's not about the virus, people. It's already been debunked on 18 different levels. This is about control to find out exactly what you're willing to cede.
Yep.
Stop ceding your freedom.
Yep. And by the way, lawmakers did get into a screaming match yesterday on the floor of the House over the masks. We even had a Democratic representative that came back, and 6 days ago she tested positive for COVID. She was in the Congress voting on this damn speaker thing yesterday because she wanted to be there. What the hell?
Well, I thought that she was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. That's
no
brutal,
kidding.
Isn't it? Isn't that what the Fuhrer felt?
Mm-hmm.
He said,
mm-hmm.
and Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats keep saying that he is the end all be all when it comes to edicts about viruses. So shouldn't this woman be arrested for endangering the lives of our elected representatives?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a bigger bunch of hypocrites, political opportunists who are using fear to intimidate people into conforming has never been seen in the United States.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. Well, let me ask you a question. Nancy Pelosi won the speakership yesterday, 216 to 209 over Kevin McCarthy. That's the closest victory margin that she's had so far. But I think she's going to have to tippy-toe around with, ice skates or something like that because of the fact that she doesn't have much of a margin to work with.
Well, I would like to know what deal she cut with the squad in AOC.
Yeah.
Because they were not going to vote for her. They said point blank they weren't going to vote for her, and all of a sudden they were all lockstep in line, and they gave it back to her. So what deal was cut with the extreme radical left in her party to make sure that they voted for her?
Yeah.
You know, we don't get to hear the deals in the smoky back rooms, mm-hmm. that result in the bestowing of power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pelosi is as dirty as they come.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a little shy of Chuck Schumer, but they're kind of the same cloth.
Well, I'm going to go back to Georgia for a minute because the president travels to Dalton, Georgia tonight, 7 p.m. for a big rally to support Senators Loeffler and Perdue before Tuesday's runoff election in Georgia. Now, we found out the numbers. I did a little checking, super snooping here because I kept hearing, well, there's almost 2 million mail-in ballots right there. It's not true. The mail-in ballots have totaled 957,000, period. A little bit more than 2 million early votes were cast, so about 3 million votes have already been cast until we have the actual election on Election Day coming up Tuesday all day long.
And this is where the mail-in ballots and this freewheeling, you don't have to give me an excuse for an absentee ballot thing, has to come to an end. Because what the media has been reporting is the requests for mail-in and absentee ballots at 2 million plus.
To make it blast up.
To make it blast up.
Mm-hmm.
And the law allows people to say, well, I've decided not to cast that mail-in ballot, so I'm just going to go and early vote or go Election Day. We have got to get our election law straight in this country so that there's uniformity.
Mm-hmm.
Even if states get to have the last say in how they tally their votes, there has to be a uniform election law in this country. We don't have it right now. If Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Michigan can pull the BS that they did in this mm-hmm. election and get away with it, then every state is going to be the Wild West when it comes to elections, and our elections mean nothing anymore.
Yeah.
So mail-in ballots, they have to go. Early voting, bring it down to a week, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No more 30 days out. And if you, and honestly, if you can't get off your butt and go vote in order to maintain election integrity and be free in this country, then you don't value your freedom at all.
Yeah. All right. We got a question here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Frank?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yeah, Iraqi fingerprint vote. But it, I stuck away. I didn't know whether you got back to Mary's question, the previous caller. I didn't know. I didn't hear it. So I was just calling to find out. But I'll listen off the air, off the phone here, Captain.
Okay, Mary's question. Okay, I think we did.
Yeah,
we gave an answer.
We talked about this in the break. You know, these two generals who opined, you know, that's their opinion, but yep. It is very irresponsible for them to be advancing the idea that the military might be used. The left is doing that to create fear, to create chaos. But you're not going to see the U.S. military getting involved here. And Trump has already said, if in fact the election is legitimately called for his opponent, there will be a peaceful transition of power. So who's the one saber rattling about using the military? It's the left.
Yeah, and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually came out and said the military would not get involved, no how, no way, because that's not what they do, and that's absolutely correct. And by the way, these generals, retired generals, if they want to run for politics, they should run for politics instead of running their mouth with opinion pieces about politics, because they're not supposed to do that according to military protocol.
And it's irresponsible. Well, I was going to say it's irresponsible for the media, but we don't really have a responsible media in this country when it comes to the mainstream. You know, it's irresponsible of them to say, oh, look, we've got some ex-generals who have an opinion that's anti-Trump, so let's run it in the op-ed page. Mm-hmm. That's BS, too.
By the way, the big news.
These two generals, that shouldn't happen again, and they should know better.
By the way, the big news coming out about Wednesday and the big rally in Washington, D.C. that they're having up there, the president is going to be there at the rally. He's going to speak to the folks from the rally podium there in Washington, D.C. They're expecting several hundred thousand people to be there. Don't know. A lot of caravans are trucking up and loading up, headed up towards Dalton, Georgia, and then going that away with their four-wheel drives and their buses and their motorhomes and all that sort of stuff. Because that's what's headed in that direction.
Well, and he should speak to the people because he ran and was elected and communicated with the people directly using social media, and social media has decided to try to silence him.
All righty.
So, try and silence me on the internet. I'm going to go straight
alrighty.
To the face.
We will talk on Friday, and we'll have plenty to talk about then, too, won't we?
All
right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and undergroundusa.com. Go there to find out more about him. And I'll be right back. I'm going to continue the conversation. I've got a couple of questions here I'm going to take a look at. Email questions. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, indeedy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Don't forget tonight, Dalton, Georgia, at 7 p.m., there will be a big-time rally with President Donald Trump at the Dalton Airport, and I know people are lined up there right now. As a matter of fact, I know people that were lined up there yesterday afternoon because I got a call from one of them that said, hey, I'm up here already. You want me to call you when everything goes on? I said, sure, absolutely, if I'm on the air. But anyway, we'll see what goes on. So this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Here we go. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. Now, don't forget, they have a 24/7 phone number, too. You can call them at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And Farrah and Farrah is the website, but the name is spelled F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Number again, 877-245-6707. Give them a call if you have any issues that you need to talk to them about when it comes to any type of injuries that you've had and you're looking for representation. All righty. You know, we've been getting some fantastic emails. And I got one here from Denver that I've saved till right now because I wanted to read it and I wanted to take the time to do it. It's one of the longer emails we get. Thank you, Captain, very much. We're up here in Montana. We listen to your show religiously. General Paul Vallady, your former commanding officer, is not very far away from us either. More so, we do wish that Trump would send all of us a message as exactly what it is we need to do to help. Now, I've called Georgia Governor, the Georgia Attorney General, the Georgia Secretary of State, emailed the Supreme Court, emailed Sidney Powell, also forwarded all the information I've been getting to friends and sent a letter to Donald J. Trump himself personally. We need numbers to make a change. We can't let this steal of our election take place. Well, you know, folks, continue to call your senators and representatives. Donate to organizations that ask you for money so they can get the message out there, if you can possibly do that. There's a number of worthy organizations working to preserve our country as founded. You know, the left has no shortage of money from leftists. George Soros, the Hollywood elitists, they're just dumping money like it's going out of style. It doesn't matter to them. A couple $100,000 checks over here, $10,000, $100,000, whatever. They don't care. It doesn't mean anything to them. And now remember, the president has called on people to gather in Washington on January the 6th for a big rally. He's going to be there. So if that's something that you want to do, if you have the ability to do that, so be it. There's caravans, Trump caravans, that are converging on Dalton, Georgia, to head towards Washington, D.C. from there, too. So that may be another avenue for you. And by the way, a longtime friend of the show, who I haven't spoken with in a while because he doesn't stay up all night, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, a friend of my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallady. He's, of course, U.S. Air Force retired. He sent me a little tidbit. He says, Captain, keep up the good work. This is worse than the Civil War because the mainstream media is hiding this fraudulent voting and the failure of the judicial system, namely the Supreme Court, state and national legislatures, and executive offices like the Attorney General and the FBI. We cannot allow this to stand. Keep up the good work. Yours in patriotism, Tom. That's Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. And I hear from him every now and then, not on a regular basis, but it is what it is. Now, don't forget that we are engaged right now in a situation where January 6th, we might as well call Patriots Day. It could be a new national holiday to rival July 4th, depending on what happens. We could see a new birth of freedom, a day when everyday Americans take a stand and oppose those who speak slick words but deliver abomination. It'll be the patriots that remind our government that we're in charge, a day to admonish the world that we're not to be ruled, but to be governed. We're not to be ruled, but governed. And the history that's no longer being taught is caught up to us. This is not about the future of Donald Trump. It's about the future of our constitutional republic. Mitt Romney, are you listening? We're not a democratic republic. We're a constitutional republic. Jeez, and he knows better. We're soon to be reminded that freedom is never free. And we've never cheapened our freedom. And we'll soon realize the cost to keep it. Now, the USA is an exceptional country. Liberty is never the natural order of things. And our country is in a very precarious place right now. It'll be up to patriots to decide our future, whether or not we live in liberty or slavery. Don't expect many Republicans to stand up for what's right. They'll only concern themselves with their careers, and the only thing they do in unison is cluck like a bunch of chickens. Or ducks. The existence of our nation and our freedom everywhere is at stake right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll either be the home of the brave or the home of the snowflakes, choosing safety over liberty and getting neither. And the people always get the government they deserve and follow. For those of you that voted for Joe Biden, you're going to get what you deserve. It's not going to be what you think. And yes, we do have a republic, and we can keep it if we stand together. Freedom will have its last stand right here. I plan on standing up for it. I also plan on keeping the message going about America first and Americans that we all are. We're all Americans. We're Americans first. So let's make some history. And may God help us, all of us. This is serious stuff. And the time for playing games and just saying, oh, kumbaya, it's all going to be so wonderful. No, it's not. No, it's not. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? How about the public health bill in New York putting sick people, COVID people, in detention centers? How about that nonsense? What do you think about that? Is that the United States of America? Or is that something Kim Jong-un would do? Or Fidel Castro, since it was in the conversation earlier. Yeah, you bet. That's communism. Plain and simple. Matter of fact, as Frank said, that's more than communism. That's totalitarianism. Now, we can choose what we want to do and we can choose what we want to be. But at least we have a choice. And, you know... There's a website called The Nation, and they believe vote reparations, as the left-wing rag is calling it, would effectively bring about equality by empowering black people to replace the oppressive institutions with life-affirming structures of economic, social, and political equality, and they think that black Americans' votes should count twice. Now, the Democrats have already counted their votes twice during this past election, and now they want to make it legal. And the left is determined to fight what they perceive as tyranny with their own tyranny. So they want a country of the pluribus, pluribus. You know what that means? Out of the many, many. Divide, divide. Like we need that, right? Like we need that, right? Don't think so. Don't think so. And, Al is saying something here. I don't know if I can get this darn window open. I'm curious, when will it be okay to talk about the exercising? Or, well, it's not going to be, Al, because I'm not going to do it on this show. But I will say this, okay, for you people in Georgia that enjoy open carry because you're one of the states that does, you put the wrong people in charge, the Democrats. Take a look at their platform on guns. Take a look at what they want to do. One of the things they want to do is to get rid of the loopholes. They call them the gun show loopholes. They would like to get rid of gun shows. You should have seen the business being done at the gun show I was at over the weekend. Unbelievable. But then again, people are scared. I get it. I understand it. So, the time is now. Either you're in it to win it or you're not. But lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Coming up, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Big news locally. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Cap.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and you can see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders do get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can also give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. A lot of people do that. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you might get a free trip to the back room and get some of that great pastry they got lined up back there. All right, joining us right now from the Sports Zone, we got the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you, sir?
Not bad. Listen, before we get started,
yes, sir.
some sad news for me. I had an opportunity to watch this gentleman when he played football after Jim Brown, Floyd Little. Now, you had Floyd, you had Jim Brown, you had Ernie Davis, then you had Floyd Little, and each one broke the record that was set by Jim Brown. Then, of course, after Little, you had Larry Zonka. But the fact of the matter is, I never, and by the way, bow-legged, the guy was bow-legged, but boy, could he run. Could he run, Floyd Little?
Yep, Floyd Little was something special, Captain. He, Hall of Famer. He really put Denver on the map, getting drafted out of Syracuse to, in the AFL back in those days with the Denver Broncos, and they weren't sure if they were going to stay there or relocate. And then he just was so exciting to watch that they found a way to keep the stadium there, and they, lo and behold, you have the Denver Broncos now, Super Bowl champions, you know, several times.
Yep, so, and he became the face of the franchise. Never mind John Elway. Floyd Little built that team.
Yes.
Now, we also lost another Hall of Famer and NBA champ, Paul Westphal.
Yep, USC Trojan. And then Phoenix Sun is really where he made his mark in the NBA. And then he was a great coach. Also, and a great commentator, and a great guy. Sad, brain cancer got to him. Very intelligent man, and darn near genius, they said. John McKay, former coach of the Bucks, and him were friends too. And he took some things from football and used them in basketball. He called a timeout to create an opportunity for his team. Back then, if you called a timeout, Captain, it'd be a technical foul, and you could take the ball at midcourt. There was only 1 second left, and that's what created that triple overtime awesome game back in the early 70s. So that great man there also, to say the least, Captain. And, we'll miss him, and rest in peace, both of them.
Well, let's get into a little bit of playoff football, because now we got what? We got 9 games next week, or Saturday and Sunday?
We're going to have you get 12 teams. We'll have 6 games. 6 games, Captain. 3 on Saturday and 3 on Sunday, my man. And the Packers and the KC Chiefs, they will have the weekend off. They've earned it with the bye. The Orleans Saints will host the Chicago Bears at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And then on Saturday, the Seahawks will host the Rams at 4:40 on Saturday, January the 9th. And then the night game is going to be next Saturday when the Washington football team hosts the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, one of the best years in a long time, Captain, 13-3. They'll be taking on the Indianapolis Colts at 1:05 Saturday. So that'll be the kickoff of playoff weekend, Buffalo taking on the Colts. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns haven't been in the playoffs since 2002, Captain.
Yeah, isn't that something?
and now they're in there.
I know somebody that's happy.
That's our man, program manager here in the Tampa Bay area, Joe Weaver, Salem Communications. So Joe's happy, and I'm happy for the Browns fans. they're good, hard-loving fans. And that game's going to be Sunday to end everything. And then Sunday to kick it off, you'll have the Tennessee Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. That seems to be the best matchup, Captain, to two hard-nosed running football teams. That could be your game that's really going to be tight. But we'll see. These games, you never know what's going to happen, to say the least. It's been an interesting football season. I mean, we have the Washington football team at 7-9 hosting a playoff game. I don't know if that makes much sense, Captain. I think they need to change that rule myself.
Well,
you win the division. Okay, I still don't think you should get in the playoffs with that type of record, but there needs to be a concession made. You don't get to host when you don't have a better record. I'm sorry, you just don't. It needs to stop. And that's just an anomaly of the situation they need to fix, in my opinion. The Bears going to New Orleans. That's, New Orleans has been depleted. So we'll see how they can make out. And the Colts being a dumb team going up to Buffalo is going to be tough on them. But we're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to be a very interesting weekend. And then next Monday, we'll talk about it this Friday, we'll have the college football championship. The Alabama Crimson Tide will be taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. So
Mm-hmm. That's kind of everything that happened over the weekend. We'll be getting ready for baseball here in Florida and Arizona real soon. And looking forward to hearing the crack of the bat again, Captain. And hopefully we can get
are we going to have
here.
Are we going to have folks in the stadiums, you think, with baseball this time around?
I sure hope so, Captain. Hopefully by spring training, they let some people get in there and start watching these games. And but we'll see what's going to happen, as you know, with the political atmosphere. We'll see how that all transpires, too, here in the next
Well, the majority of the spring games are played outdoors, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Being outdoors is not the problem.
Correct. But,
Well, real quick, give them your phone number. Tell them how to get a hold of you, because I don't have that thing queued up here.
Oh, yeah, no problem, Captain. My name's Patrick Hyland. Give me a call at 813-966-1052 or come by Mission Barbecue tomorrow. I'll be there around 11:30.
Yay.
And we can talk about any insurance needs you have.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Cap.
All right, we'll
Take
see
care.
You tomorrow.
God bless.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. And by the way, you can catch Patrick Hyland over at the Mission Barbecue along with me. Stop by the one over on West Waters Avenue. I might as well say there's so many of them around the area here that you might go to the wrong one. And eventually somebody said, well, aren't you ever going to go to this one or this one? We might. It all depends if we can get the same arrangement there that we have at West Waters. But right now, Tuesdays, you can find us at West Waters Avenue in Tampa at the north end of the airport. Now, folks, tonight, 7 p.m. in Dalton at the Dalton Regional Airport. The president will be there. Doors open at 3, so you can get inside. But 7 p.m. is when everything starts. And don't forget the rally that's coming up there. If you want to take a drive on over to D.C. on January the 6th, there'll be a rally for the president. He will be there. He'll be speaking about election integrity and whatnot. I have no idea what's going to happen. And there's all types of thoughts and threats and this, that, and the other out there about, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Well, you know, go blow smoke somewhere else because I'm not going to do it on my program. It's just not going to happen. We're going to deal with facts, not internet rumor, not a bunch of has-been people that don't have a clue what's going on and they just dream up stuff to try to be part of the conversation. And, oh, by the way, here's something for you. 72% of the people that were polled by the Rasmussen polling organization believe that the party should be more like Trump than the average GOP member of Congress. I'm not surprised to hear that. Neither should you be. And by the way, there could possibly be a third party on the horizon. What would it be? Don't know. Could it happen? Sure. And just for the heck of it, one last little conversation about sports to my listeners up there in New York. Why is it every time a New York team loses and Philadelphia or Washington are involved because they get that? First of all, New York and Philly, those two teams, those two cities, they just don't seem to like each other when it comes to professional teams. But the New York Daily News, the headline in the sports section, Giants eliminated from playoffs by apparent Eagles tank job against Washington. Yeah, sure it was. I don't know. You don't know. So why throw something like that out there? Because, again, all you're doing is throwing out something you can't prove. Jeez, cut that crap out. You got to deal with facts, ladies and gentlemen. You can't deal with the needless innuendo that's out there. It just doesn't work that way. All righty. I'll be back tonight with more. We're going to be telling you all about Dalton, Georgia, this, that, and the other. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.